With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. If you're listening to the radio from somewhere along Colorado's Front Range, then you're likely standing above a fresh discovery that's worth billions of dollars. I'm talking about the Niobrara. It's an ancient layer of earth, thousands of feet down. Oil and gas companies have spent the past year and a half tapping the Niobrara, using advanced techniques like fracking and directional drilling to coax oil and gas to the surface. This activity is causing a lot of friction, especially in communities unaccustomed to oil exploration.
You look at it and you go, that's not what I want my community to be.
We'll bring two stories about that later this week. Today we're going to leave that controversy aside and travel to the boom's epicenter, Weld County, where Colorado Public Radio's Zachary Barr takes a tour with one of the boom's biggest supporters.
Can I grab this booth here?
At the Doubletree Restaurant in Platteville, County Commissioner Sean Conway slides into a booth and orders lunch.
I'm going to have the cheeseburger, but I don't want any lettuce and tomato, just the bacon.
Conway's a Republican, and he takes every chance he can to talk up the benefits of Weld County's oil boom. Spend some time with him, and you'll often hear this line.
This is not just a generational find. This is a once-in-a-century find.
And for Weld County, that's saying something. Oil exploration has a long history here, going back nearly a century. But this latest find is huge. Oil companies can now access deep deposits they never could before. So suddenly the Niobrara, stretching from Colorado Springs up into Wyoming and Nebraska, could yield as many as 2 billion barrels of oil. Conway remembers when he heard about the first well that tapped this new potential.
I was sitting in my office, and a company by the name of EOG came into our office to introduce themselves. And they essentially said, yeah, we believe we've hit a substantial find. We have a well up there that's producing over 2,000 barrels a day.
In the well's first 3 months, it produced an eye-popping $4 million of crude oil, plus some not-so-valuable natural gas.
Since that time, 31 oil and gas companies have walked through my office.
Commissioner Conway's thrilled all these companies have moved in. He believes what's good for energy companies is good for Weld County. To show us the impact, he's going to take us on a driving tour of the county.
Actually, you know what? Our first stop's going to be the Clarion Hotel.
The Clarion is a nondescript hotel in Greeley, just on the edge of downtown.
Greeley has the highest occupancy rate of hotels in the state of Colorado.
80% of the city's hotel rooms were booked last year. Oil and gas workers are a big reason why, as rig workers arrive and need housing fast. The boom's also creating office jobs, as we see in a visit to a light industrial zone outside of town.
This building, 6 months ago, didn't exist.
250 people work for Anadarko in this brand new building.
PDC Energy, another company that's coming to town. They've just built this building.
PDC Energy joins drilling giants Noble, Halliburton, and many others who've set up shop in Weld County. And to visit a well that's being drilled right now, Conway turns the car around and heads back towards town.
They have discovered oil and gas underneath the college, right here in the heart of Greeley, West Greeley.
On the northernmost border of our campus, we are allowing Synergy Energy to drill 15 wells.
Marcy Liddell's president of Ames Community College.
And then we will get royalties from those, and we anticipate that will be somewhere around $300,000 to $350,000 of revenue per year.
Most mineral rights owners don't see checks that large, but extra income is flowing into many people's accounts. After all, the active well count is approaching 20,000, and this could go on for decades. Back at the Doubletree, Conway says you only need to wait a few more days to better understand what all this economic activity means for Weld County.
May 1st is the day that everybody has to pay their property taxes.
And that means oil and gas companies will be writing big checks. In 2010, before the boom really took hold, they paid $42 million in property taxes. That's more than 20% of the entire county budget. Conway predicts this year's total will be significantly more.
I think that the windfall that we're going to experience on May 1 is going to stun people.
But others are feeling stunned for different reasons. Tomorrow and Thursday, we'll travel outside Weld County and meet people who are upset drilling is taking place near their homes. I'm Zachary Barr, Colorado Public Radio News.